I was being homeschooled by my mother when my parents came to us children, the three siblings, and told us that they were getting a divorce. This episode of the Getting Naked with Nate podcast is diving a little bit deeper into some of the stuff that I've been going through recently. And what's come up for me is the really strong and firm realization that I need help. And I may have spoken about this last week. I don't remember, but I'm going to speak about it this week. I'm going to go deeper into that. I want to speak about how I've realized that a lot of the way I've built my life and myself is to pretend that I don't need help, that the more I can do things alone, the safer I'll be, because the less chance there is of me being hurt or disappointed, and the less chance there is of me being a weight or a burden on anyone else. If I'm okay, if Nathan is okay, then everyone else can feel okay too. And the reality is that I can't do it alone. And I do need help. And so that's what I'm here letting you know and asking for. And so that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Before we get into that, I kind of just wanted to mention and thank the people who support my art and my creations ongoing, the people who support this podcast and my music, the natives on Patreon. Thank you so much to all of you. If you're listening right now, then I hope that you feel very proud, because I exist as a creator in this world thanks to your generosity. It's, especially at this time where I'm kind of going through this huge shift and struggling with mental health and struggling with different areas of trying to understand how I relate to the world and how I can do that in a sustainable, healthful way. You really matter to me. You're like a foundational support that I couldn't do it without. And a lot of the time I wrestle with feeling that I don't deserve that kind of support. Who am I to deserve to be supported by a group of people when I'm not producing creations in the way that I expect it to be, in the way that I kind of promised to be? But at the same time, I know and trust, I think as you know and trust even more than I do, that this is all a part of my creations, that this is somehow a part of it all. And through having this time and this experience, I can share with you and bring you what it is that you need. And I assume and hope and wish that that's why you're one of my patrons, if you are one of my patrons. And if you're not but would like to support, then please do check out my Patreon page. You can just visit my nakedwithnate.com is the podcast webpage, and there's links to everything there. You can leave a review on iTunes. You can send me a message. And thank you to those of you who do send me messages. It means a lot. I love hearing that. Also had a beautiful message from someone on Twitter who said that she loves listening to the podcast in the morning, that's a really good time because it's just kind of, it's a good way to start her day. So I really appreciate hearing things like that. It's super awesome. So anyway, back to this whole divorce thing. I was being homeschooled by my mom for about a year, and then my parents decided to separate. And when they decided to separate, I went to them. I don't know how much longer afterwards it was. I assume a few days. And I was, I think, 10 years old at the time. And I went to them and I said, I will go back to school because I don't want you to have to worry about me. I want you guys to be able to just deal with what you need to deal with. And that was the first time in my life where I really stepped out of my childhood or my childishness. And I chose to take on responsibility in a way that probably wasn't mine to take on. And I wanted to make other people feel happier and safer and more comfortable by making myself, in a sense, maybe not smaller, but by putting myself out, I'd make others feel better. And that was the beginning of a cycle that then continued when my father had custody of us eventually. And the divorce was one of the really ugly ones. It wasn't a friendly, it went about as bad as it could go. My parents fought over us and over the property and the things that they owned together for years. And it was a bloodbath, and we were right in the middle of it. And I, as the eldest child, I can't speak for my siblings, but I certainly felt very impacted by it. And to the point that even a lot of it is only coming to light now for me and myself. And one of these things I've realized is that what I did is, when my father had custody, he was working, you know, like 16 hours a day to make enough money. And then he was also fighting all these court battles, and there was all the chores to be done. There was all the stuff that as a family we had to come together and really operate and help things to move forward. And I was really hyper aware of how difficult it was for my dad. And I'm not sure if that was just because I'm very observant and sensitive, or because he maybe overshared with me, but I remember seeing a lot of things that really freaked me out, and I wanted to help. And so one of the ways that I did that was that I didn't do any extracurricular activities. So at school, I remember I tried out for the swimming team, and it was the only sport I had ever tried out for at school, like of my own volition. And I tried out, and I was actually accepted into the team. And I could have, but then I realized I'd have to be going after school, and that because of the complexities of the lift schemes and everything like that, I just didn't do it. And so I've made myself smaller and smaller so that those around me could be bigger and bigger, and so that I wouldn't take up time and space. I'm going to get into that some more, but I want to listen to a song now, and it's not a very happy song. But I hope that it's still a song that has value for you. It's called Broken Home. And I wrote it on ukulele a few years ago. And it's really, I would say, the first time that I really embraced and acknowledged and looked at what it felt like to be that child experiencing my home shattering around me, and how I pretended at the time it was all okay, and for many years. But then when I really stepped into that space of feeling what that felt like, this is the song that came out. And it's not it's not a happy song, but let's have a listen to it. And then I'll continue exploring this idea of help and needing it and making oneself smaller. So I'll see you on the other side.
Mama's gone, Papa's always crying. No, not my fault, but maybe it is. If I left, would it end? 'Cause I'd do that for this. But Mama's gone, Papa's always crying. Mama's gone, Papa's always crying. Rope tied, what happens next? If I choose to die, then who cleans up the mess? 'Cause Mama's gone and Papa's always crying. Mama's gone, Papa's always crying. Thank you.
there you have it. That was Broken Home. And as you can hear, it was a home recording. I had a very kind of sad moment where I opened the folder that song lives in, and it's only downloadable as one of my patrons. It's not a publicly released song yet. It's not, I haven't recorded it, and it's part of an unofficial album I released in 2015. I recorded the whole thing at home and basically in one take for my dad. I was staying with my dad at the time, and I had all these songs that were new to him, and he said, "You can't leave here without me having these songs." So I sat down and recorded them all kind of in one go. And there's a few songs I did with him as well. And that whole album, and what kind of freaked me out now, it just like made me feel, I felt very sad when I saw it, is that album I released in 2015, which is 3 years ago. And I haven't released an album since then. Like, I haven't actually released any of those songs as an official album. And it's just super sad. Like, I really, really want to be releasing all of these songs I've written that have so much meaning to me. And I feel so stuck in so many ways. And it's really tough to feel that way. And so if you've ever felt that way, I know what it feels like. And I'm in that space right now. So yeah, it's hard. And I guess that's what it's like, this thing of needing help is like, I want to work with a good producer. I want to work with a good studio and all these things, but like I don't know how to do it anymore. I don't know how to ask for help. It's like, I don't know how to get help, or I know that I need it, but then how do I actually let it in? How do I find the abundance of that is support, that is assistance? It's like a really challenging situation. So yeah, like I said, what happened in that divorce period was that I kind of turned inward, and I felt like if I could the best way to keep myself safe was by like not letting anyone really too close, by staying separate from everything. And it is a process for me where I still feel quite isolated in how I've built my life a lot of ways. I mean, I have my sweetheart Carly and we spend all of our time together, but we definitely know that like we want to be around more people more often. And it's amazing being out here on the farm where we are, and it's wonderful. But like overall for me in my life, I really want to have an active community of musical friends and creators and artists and people like I had in London that I was building. And then as soon as I really got this community of friends, we were really hanging out, the Lyrical Nomads, like Sam Garrett and Ricardo and Naya and everyone else. Like, as soon as that was really happening, I left and came back to South Africa. And it's like this pattern of mine where as soon as things get really like supportive and solid around me, then I bail, because I don't know why exactly, but there's, so yeah, I'm at this point now where I've got this unfinished album. I've recorded a few songs, but I haven't recorded them in the way that I wanted to. I didn't have a producer work with me to craft them into their kind of fullest expressions, although I am proud of what I achieved with him. And that's how a lot of my life feels, is like with this depression that I've been struggling with, it just feels like I don't have the energy to do any of it alone anymore. But I also don't know how to like give up my control to something like a record label or something like that. But yeah, so I'm kind of at this crossroads of like not being sure of how to move forward. But the biggest thing that I can say right now is I know that I need help. And that's like such a relief to actually realize and to acknowledge and to say to you who's listening is that I can't do this alone. I need help. And that's why I'm seeing a therapist for my emotional health and you know, on that level. But then also I need help with marketing. I need help with booking tours eventually when my health is stabilized. I need help with planning this album, with project management, with just like really structuring, with accounting, with all of the aspects that I've been running by myself that I'm not very good at. Or the thing that what I am good at is this, is speaking to you, this listener, through this medium and through music, through my songs, through my gigs, through connecting. That's what my skill is, what my love is, what my talent is. And if I'm here spending most of my time doing the things I'm not very good at and don't really enjoy, then what the fuck is the point? Like it defeats the whole purpose. If I'm spending all my time just like aimlessly trying to understand how to structure things when that is not a skill set that I have or that I've managed to get even with all the trying, then I should do something else. I should let someone else carry those reins. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. And if you're listening to this or one of those people who's like, you know what, I love what Nate does and I have a skill that he could use, then feel free to jump in and help out. And I know that I do have friends who are doing that. I said that last week. My friend Tommy has reached out, although I canceled that last two calls because I've been in a really rough space the last week. I haven't really done anything proactive or productive other than just like going on nice walks with my girlfriend and trying not to be too hard on myself. And yeah, so it's been tough. But anyway, here I am today and I'm releasing a podcast episode. This is actually the most consistent thing I've done in a long time is this podcast, Getting Naked with Nate. This is episode, I don't know, 41 or something. And I've released a weekly episode now for some months. I don't exactly know how long, but it's been quite a while. And like rain or shine, last minute, or even like half an hour, an hour too late, I've got it out. I haven't missed a day in quite a long time, and that feels really nice. And so yeah, today is Thursday and it comes out in a few hours my time, so I'm getting this done. But yeah, so this is it. We live in this world, I don't know what it's like to be you who's listening. I can only tell you what it's like to be me who's speaking. But for me, I definitely felt like what was expected of me was just to shut up and get on with it, you know, like to just be a man up. And no one explicitly said that to me, but it was implicit in the way that the society kind of deals with trauma and deals with broken homes. And so it's like I never felt like I could really explore my own grief and pain and loss around that divorce because my parents were so much in need. And so I put myself into the role of the one who would kind of rescue them and would step up to the plate. You know, mama's gone and papa's always crying. It was like this feeling of who else is going to, if I leave, if I bail, if I disappear, if I can't handle and if I fall apart. And maybe, you know, I talk about death in the song, but not just literal suicide or death, but emotional death, the feeling of being able to really fall apart and die and have go through a death and then to be reborn. I wasn't able to do that because I had to hold and carry so much for everyone else. At least that's what it felt like to me. And so if you're out there carrying stuff, then I hope that you find a way to put it down. And if you do, then let me know so I can let anyone else know who's listening. But for now, I'm working with therapy and I'm that's really like one of my primary ways. And I'm looking into some of the deep work that's being done and the research that's being done with psychedelics at the moment. There's actually an amazing book I'm about to start reading by Michael Pollan called How to Change Your Mind, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I'll have it in the show notes at nakedwithnate.com. And he is an incredible author. He wrote Omnivore's Dilemma. He's by Time Magazine has called him one of the 100 most influential people in the world. And his latest book is about how psychedelics could help us to save humanity, basically. And they've been shown very much to help with untreatable depression and other things like that. But I'm being very careful, obviously. I'm not just like diving in, yay, let's go and get crazy and have some crazy psychedelic experiences. But it does seem like one of the more hopeful routes. And so I'm looking into that for myself. There's such things as microdosing. Anyway, that's like a whole nother topic. But I am working on understanding what part of me still feels safest alone and how I can kind of befriend that part and tell that part, that little child within, like, it's okay to not be alone. It's okay to love. It's okay to be loved. You're safe. I'm here. We're going to do this. It's going to be fine. We've got a lot of music to release. The world needs this. We need this. Let's do it. So I am working on all these things. And yeah, that's it. I think I'll just play you another song from that unreleased album, which, as I said, you can get on my Patreon page. It would really be a wonderful thing. I think it's only $3 you pledge or maybe $5, and you get a download of, I think it's like 50 songs, of which many are unreleased. And so you're getting a whole clump of my most precious heart stories for a price that is just, well, it's tiny. And but accumulatively, if you pledge that and then a lot of other people listening pledge that, then it adds up to this whole ongoing incredible journey that is my Patreon and my supporters and being able to be a full-time creator, whatever that looks like. And so, yeah, there it is. I don't even know what song I'm going to play yet. I'm just going to go and look at the folder and then throw something on and I'll come back and say a little few more words and before we part ways for this week's episode. Thank you for being here and I hope you enjoy whatever song I'm about to choose.
Papa's dogs lie at my feet, hunting deep within their dreams. I sit and dream of all this life can be. My washing hangs upon the line, drying in the sweet sunshine, reminding me I love simplicity. Oh, keep it simple, keep it real. And keep on sharing what you feel. These words are ringing like a bell, live it slow, love it well. Not long ago, to live in love and let it flow, to share with open heart all that I know. And in my mind I can see your faces, you who know life is not a race. We don't have much time, we must move slow. We'll keep it simple, keep it real, and keep on sharing what you feel. These words are ringing like a bell. Live it slow, love it well. Sand. My friend and I walk hand in hand. My friend is everything now, do you see? And I naked fall into the ocean. I'm overcome by a deep emotion, washing clean all I no longer need. Oh, keep it simple, keep it real, and keep on sharing what you feel. These words are ringing like a bell. Live it slow, love it well.
So that was Keep It Simple, which if you hadn't picked up yet, had, well, it featured my dad. Basically, he was playing harmonica, and I don't actually know what the name of the instrument, the other instrument is, a flute, but it's basically just a piece of sort of agricultural water piping that you cut off one end in a specific angle, and it's this whole technique that he learned from a guy named Pedro, I think, actually some years ago. And yeah, there's a name for the flute, but I can't remember it. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of that song, again, the only place to download it is from my Patreon page. So do check that out. And just go to nakedwithnate.com and click become a patron. And then you don't have to immediately become a patron, but you can at least get information there and find out if you like it enough. So yeah, I thought I wanted to kind of bring things up for the end of this, because it's been a kind of intense episode. I've spoken about some pretty heavy shit. But yeah, I hope that it's been of value to you, and maybe just let you know that you're not alone if you have been through or are going through some of these kind of feelings. And that if you need help, it's okay. It's okay to ask people for help. It's okay to ask your parents, your friends, your family, your therapist, your institutions for help. This is, the human experience is pretty hard, and we live in a very challenging time. I think we live in one of the most challenging times, where we're coming to realize how much trauma there is, not just from how things are today, but from the history of humanity, the way that we've gone through stuff. It's actually been shown that like epigenetics, I don't know if you've heard of this, but this kind of blew my mind, and I'll try to find a link to an article, but if I don't, then please don't quote me and I might be wrong. But to the best of my knowledge, this is truth, is that it's been shown that people who suffer, so for example, some Holocaust survivors, their children who were maybe born in a different country after the Holocaust, their children would still display symptoms of trauma. So like they might still, their genes might still express in a certain way where they would basically have the symptoms of people who had been in a traumatic situation, like those who'd been in the Holocaust, which shows that like it does get passed down sometimes. And that might be behaviorally, like the parents might act in certain ways and the kids pick up on that. But they've also shown that the genes themselves can express differently from previous traumas. And so I know that for myself, the history that goes back on both of my parents' side, from what I can tell, is pretty freaking traumatic. Like a few generations ago, in the early 1900s, my great-grandparents had to flee various parts of Europe. There was Polish and I think Latvia on ships to South Africa because of some persecution that was happening. And on my dad's side, his father fought in World War II, and his father's father, so my great-grandfather, it was just like a lot of violence in the way that they went about things. It was a lot of really dark stuff that I've been finding out about. And so this is the history of humanity. I mean, I come from a country that has a huge history of violence and trauma. But then so does just about everywhere in the world. I'm from South Africa, in case you didn't know that. It's like, I feel like we have to find ways to deal with this trauma. If you haven't watched it yet, I may have mentioned this last week, but I highly recommend the documentary, The Work. Which it's just so full on and powerful and beautiful. And I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. I recommend watching it in like a safe space with someone you love, with a big box of tissues next to you, because it's super emotionally intense. Like, expect to cry, maybe not expect, but just know that that's kind of like, it's very strong and very intense. But it's beautiful. It's about healing. It's about people. It's about men specifically healing. And I think if we could heal the men of this world, then we would be in a very good position to heal this whole world. Because, men driving the ship for the last few thousand years hasn't possibly been the best idea we've ever had. But let's not get into that in this episode. I think we're going to say goodbye for now. And I just, again, want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for getting naked with Nate. I hope that this brings you value. That is one of my greatest wishes. If it does, then please visit nakedwithnate.com. Leave a comment on the show notes, which go with this episode, or send me a private message, or become a patron, or leave a review on iTunes. I might read your review out. If you do leave one on iTunes, I would love to do that. So please do do so. I love when I see, I every few days I check, and like when there's a new review, I'm like, I'm so excited. And it's great. We've got 12... basically got 5 stars with 12 reviews from people from all over the world. So thank you so much to you who have reviewed. And also you can leave voice notes on the website, which I think is super fun. Just on the right side, I think it says leave voice message, and you can send me a little up to 90 seconds, I think. And so you could give me some feedback and I can put it up on the podcast. Just know that anything you send me, I'll probably end up putting on the podcast. So be ready for that. And that's it really. I'll be back obviously again in a week. I have a conversation with a friend of mine I'm going to be sharing at some point. I'm not sure when. I also have some other conversations lined up that I have to still record with other good friends. There's a guy named Chris Reiniak, who is an illustrator of these incredibly cute little monsters. And he's on Instagram. He's just great. And I'll put him in the show notes as well. But we definitely want to get on and chat on the podcast. And he's one of the coolest people I know. And there's plenty other people I'm excited to have on here. So this is kind of like an ongoing journal and conversation with myself and with the people I love and with you who is listening. So this couldn't happen without you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here for the first time, if it is the first time for you. I wish you well. I ask that you take care of yourself and take care of others. I understand that sometimes that isn't possible. I am the same. And I just thank you for being there. And I wish you well. And I will see you next week. Thanks for getting naked with Nate. You're awesome. Bye.
was crazy as we sat upon the sun. We laughed with everyone who passed us by. All you would say was maybe as I left you on the moon. I gave myself more room to watch you shine. We're all gonna shine. Lost in wonder at what we've come through. Golden shadows in the afternoon. We're making love, it's all we do. All we do, all we do. Told you I was crazy as we sank into the earth. We found value in our birth deep in the ground. Say was maybe, and then we began to bloom. We shone brighter as we grew up to the clouds. And we're all here to grow. Golden shadows in the afternoon, lost in wonder at what we. Shadows in the afternoon, we're making love, it's all we do, 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 all we do. Afternoon, we're making love.